Mayer also presented a cognitive model of multimedia learning. It represents how people process information through their cognitive system. Multimedia material is perceived through sensory memory, such as eyes and ears. Sensory memory then allows for pictures and text to be held as exact visual images for a brief period in the visual sensory memory. Spoken words and other sounds are also held as exact auditory images for a brief period in auditory sensory memory. Then, working memory is used for temporarily holding and manipulating knowledge in active consciousness. Learning material goes into working memory in the form of visual images of pictures and sound images of words based on the two sensory modalities. The images are then organized to construct pictorial and verbal mental models. Why are there arrows from sounds to images and another from images to sounds? The arrows represent mental conversions of a sound image into visual image. For example, a word lion forms a mental image of a lion and also forms a visual image into a sound image. For example, the printed word lion forms a sound of the word lion. Long-term memory functions as the storehouse of knowledge. Learners actively build external connections between the verbal and pictorial models, and with prior knowledge, stored information is retrieved from long-term memory.